Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. The devotional for today, titled A Baboon, A Donkey, and Me, was written by James Banks. Jack knew how to put trains on the right track. In 9 years of work, he never missed a track switch as locomotives drew near the Uitenhage, South Africa station, indicating by their whistles the direction they were to go. Jack was also a Chacma baboon. He was cared for by railway signalman James Wide, and Jack in turn took care of James. Wide had lost both his legs in a fall between moving rail cars. He trained Jack to help him with tasks around the house, and soon Jack assisted him at work also, learning how to respond to the incoming train's signals by pulling corresponding levers for their tracks. The Bible tells of another animal that helped someone in a surprising way, Balaam's donkey. Balaam was a pagan prophet serving a king who intended to harm Israel. As Balaam was riding his donkey en route to assist the king in Numbers 22, the Lord opened the donkey's mouth and it spoke to Balaam. The donkey's speech was part of the way God opened Balaam's eyes, warning him of imminent danger and kept him from harming his people. A railway baboon? A talking donkey? Why not? If God can use these amazing animals for good purposes, it's not at all far-fetched to believe He can use you and me as well. Looking to Him and seeking His strength, we can accomplish more than we ever thought possible. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from the Old Testament book of Numbers, chapter 22, verses 21 through 31. Balaam got up in the morning, saddled his donkey, and went with the Moabite officials. But God was very angry when he went, and the angel of the Lord stood in the road to oppose him. Balaam was riding on his donkey, and his two servants were with him. When the donkey saw the angel of the Lord standing in the road with a drawn sword in his hand, it turned off the road into a field. Balaam beat it to get it back on the road. Then the angel of the Lord stood in a narrow path through the vineyards with walls on both sides. When the donkey saw the angel of the Lord, it pressed close to the wall, crushing Balaam's foot against it. So he beat the donkey again. Then the angel of the Lord moved on ahead and stood in a narrow place where there was no room to turn, either to the right or to the left. When the donkey saw the angel of the Lord, it lay down under Balaam, and he was angry and beat it with his staff. Then the Lord opened the donkey's mouth, and it said to Balaam, "What have I done to you to make you beat me these three times?" Balaam answered the donkey, "You have made a fool of me. If only I had a sword in my hand, I would kill you right now." The donkey said to Balaam, "Am I not your own donkey, which you have always ridden to this day? Have I been in the habit of doing this to you?" "No," he said. Then the Lord opened Balaam's eyes, and he saw the angel of the Lord standing in the road with his sword drawn. So he bowed low and fell face down. Let's pray. Oh, Father, if you can use Balaam's donkey in such a way, you can use us as well. We want to be of service to you. Use our hands, our feet, our mouth, whatever you will, and help us to live for you today. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Wes Ward, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.